Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which is here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on 950 AM and 100.3 FM, WROL. You can also find us through our new website that connects us to all our things for this radio show, personalities, websites, and everything else. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. I'll say it one more time, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I want to acknowledge some great organizations that helped our food pantry as it was put together by our parishioners in response to the need that's come from this economic shutdown. And those organizations are Teddy Peanut Butter, Stop and Shop, Star Market, and Harvard University and the City of Boston. So we want to thank all those organizations for helping our food pantry. We are here in the fourth week of Easter. Now, we just heard yesterday the readings for Good Shepherd Sunday, because that's what happens in the fourth week of Easter. We have Good Shepherd Sunday, where we remember that Christ is the Good Shepherd. And as you know, last week, one of the things I talked about is that as his people, we need to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you are our shepherd, you are our leader, you've got to help us with this situation. One of the images you can put together in this is that a shepherd is the one who takes care of his flock, but he takes care of the flock in the way that he knows the flock needs to be taken care of. So, for example, let's kind of throw this in. If you have the flock, and there the flock is in the field. No, I'm not a shepherd. I didn't grow up in a farming economy. I grew up in Weymouth, Massachusetts. But we'll have the shepherd and the flock is in this pastoral field. And that's where they want to stay. That's where they want to be. But there's a wolf that's approaching. And the shepherd realizes he's got to move the flock away from the wolf. And in doing so, he starts to move the flock, and the flock doesn't want to move, even though they will trust the shepherd. But if they don't get it right away, they're just, we're being moved, what's going on here? Then what's happening is that the shepherd sees the bigger picture where the flock doesn't, and the flock is being moved, and maybe they don't like it. But the shepherd knows what he's doing. Well, we're going through a rather unique time here. And obviously, I'm speaking to people who are Christian. I'm speaking to people who are Catholics and other Christian faiths. So obviously, I'm speaking to people who are Christian. And we're all of us, whether we believe in God or not, all of us are united in this. We're going through this as a people, as the Americans. And it's a difficult time for us, and we're watching other states as they start to open up. We're also watching an interesting phenomenon, which comes from also a reality that I knew would eventually happen, because that's part of the social dynamic. You're starting to see people push back, and you're starting to see people resist. Now, that's an important dynamic. That's a social dynamic, and without question, that is going to happen, or at least was, or, you know, at some point it's going to happen, because these restrictions can only last so long before people turn around and say no. Now, I'm not recommending anyone get involved in pushing back right now. It's not a place where we belong. I'm just saying that it is happening, but I'm not recommending people to get involved in it. But we're coming as people of faith, and we're coming as Christians, and our response is in light of the shepherd. And so the question can be, what is the shepherd doing to us? Why are we going through this as Americans, and how do we as Christians deal with this reality? And so this may be an experience where it's testing our faith. Now, last week I talked a lot about anxiety and fear. And so here's what I want to talk to you about. Kind of putting this whole thing together. If you are trusting the shepherd, and you know the shepherd is going to do what is best for you, are you going to listen to the shepherd? And obviously, I'm talking about Christ there. So I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Christ. So are you going to listen to the shepherd, and are you going to follow the shepherd? So that involves with what I was talking about last week, that relationship, that communication. We're called to communicate with the Lord and know that the Lord is communicating with us. We're called to that. We need to hear, and we need to know that the Lord is there, but we need that reassurance. We need to know that the Lord is there, and we need him to tell us, I am here, I am with you, trust me. Now, we want to understand that in light of what are our greatest fears, because that's one of the issues that's hitting here is a lot of people feel with anxiety, a lot of people are worried, there's the headlines coming out, even those headlines as I'm doing this broadcast that are questioning how our food chain is going to work. It's not food chain. What is it? Our food supply system is working. All these things are coming together. And as we go through this, we have to be in touch with the shepherd. So here's one of the things I want to ask and something to reflect upon. What is your greatest fear? And bring that to the Lord. But in light of that, if you will trust the shepherd, now that doesn't mean that you are a Pollyanna in this, but that means that you trust the shepherd. There is a specific response in this. If you trust the shepherd and you allow the shepherd to lead you, taking your greatest fear, what is your greatest fear? And what is it that you really need to truly fear? I said, well, if the Lord is guiding us, what do I need to fear? Well, the answer is simple, the wolf. And you go, well, the wolf. So if the shepherd is protecting you from the wolf, then are you listening to the shepherd? What is the wolf? Anything that leads you away from the shepherd. Now, I don't necessarily mean this in behavior or anything else. Remember, we're not being Pollyanna here. But what we are saying is, Lord, something you are doing something and I don't understand, or maybe you do, but we'll just say, and I don't understand. Help me to understand so that I can continue to be open to you being my shepherd. Because if we turn around and we say, I'm done with this, I've had it, and where's God in all this, and walk away, that bitterness leaves us to the wolf. Now, think about something right here. One of the phrases I always like to bring up is from the 23rd Psalm, and I guess in some Bibles it's the 22nd Psalm. There's something to do. I've never understood this. I suppose it's probably simply looking this up. I don't know. Just simply to look things up, I don't know. But in some Bibles, the numbers are different than in other Bibles. And it's literally a problem in different languages, where in English, you're dealing with a psalm of one number, and in Spanish and Portuguese, dealing with a psalm and another number, and it really frustrates me when I'm trying to translate something back and forth. But let's continue. So Psalm 23 here in the United States. Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me with your rod and your staff. Okay, that's recognizing the shepherd is with us. But what happens when we turn bitter and turn away from the shepherd? What happens is then we are, though I walk through the valley of death, we're alone in the valley of death. And who's in the valley of death? The wolf. What is the wolf? Anything that leads us away from the shepherd's promise of eternal life. Okay? So what is the worst thing that can happen? That you give up on your promise of eternal life. Now, at no point am I saying here that our response is always to be docile. Docile to grace, yes, but docile and nice and let's all smile when we're all upset and think, no, I'm not saying that at all. But everything begins with trusting the shepherd knows what he's doing. Because what we need to see is our relationship with the shepherd growing strong and know that he knows what he's doing. Many people will resist the shepherd because they reject the shepherd, and there's nothing we can do about that. But we've got to know, and that's why our relationship is with Christ is so important. Our prayer relationship, our prayer. Remember, your highest priority right now is prayer. Now, that doesn't mean that's your only priority. You have all these other priorities that you have to do, but do not turn away from prayer during this time, because prayer is where you go to the shepherd and you say, help me in my fears, help me in my struggles, help me in all this stuff. You are my shepherd. You have to do that, because that is how you stay with the shepherd, because the shepherd is guiding you away from the wolf. Who is the wolf? The wolf are those forms of philosophies, dynamics, everything else that people buy into that lead them to reject the shepherd. And then they turn around and they build a world that rejects the shepherd, and they go off on their own. They build their own world. They come up with their own ideas. Remember, one of the curses that you will find, I believe it's in Isaiah, and I learned this, we just finished a course. I just finished a course on we. I always use the third person. I don't know why. I just finished a course that I did, which you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com, on the book of Revelation. Actually, if you tune it in today, there's one or two more chapters left, CatholicAudioMedia.com, on the book of Revelation. And one of the things the book of Revelation really sides is this leading people away from those forces that are those destructive dynamics and everything that seek to lead them towards or away from God, leave out of the kingdom of God. So the shepherd is always guiding you towards the kingdom of God, always guiding you with the kingdom, always guiding you through the kingdom of God. The shepherd is always there helping you grow closer to Christ. We are found at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and through there you can find our main website, you can find our homilies, you can find videos, you can find all kinds of things, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.